From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A state appeals court ruling protects longstanding water rights of many California farmers, ranchers, and water agencies. The September 12th ruling by California's 6th Appellate District Court related to water cuts imposed in 2015 signals the State Water Resources Control Board cannot target senior water rights holders with across-the-board curtailments. California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansson says the decision recognizes water rights are critical to California communities, agriculture, and securing our nation's food supply. The USDA extended the application deadline for Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative Cooperative Agreements to October 6th. USDA is investing up to $12 million in partnerships that expand access to conservation technical assistance for livestock producers and increase the use of conservation practices on grazing lands. PROTECT proposals will identify and address barriers to accessing grazing assistance for producers. The EPA withdrew its interim approval of glyphosate, the most widely used weed killer in the world, while insisting that the herbicide is safe to use and does not cause cancer. Agriculture.com reports in a court filing, the EPA said it would concentrate on completing the periodic review of glyphosate required by law, most likely in 2026. First approved in 1974, the maker Bayer is defending the chemical against hundreds of lawsuits that allege it is carcinogenic. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.